This year, more than ever, you need to shop local Long Island. It's Anna and Raven, Walk 97.5, Long Island's holiday music station. We've teamed up with Lexus of Smithtown to highlight which small businesses have the perfect gifts. Rebecca Bisbender from Packshog is the owner of Made by Rebecca. Rebecca's a jewelry designer. You can visit her online at madebyrebecca.co.
Good morning.
That's madebyrebecca.co, or you can check out her stuff on Instagram. All the creations that you have here, you're a mom of two, a wife, and you've got a ton of custom beautiful jewelry and these healing bracelets. I mean, Anna's been talking about it. Everybody's wearing these things.
They are everywhere, and there's so many different designs out there, which makes it even better because you can have not only something custom made, which I do a lot of, and you can also have one that's matching as much as possible, depending on, you know, what materials you're using, like me.
Rebecca, if I'm being honest, I want the one that's blessed in sorcery right now, given everything that's gone on this past year. I need the one that has some magic in it. Do you believe that there are powers to these pieces?
Well, when it comes to healing stones, I believe it kind of works with how our energy is in itself. Like, you can't take a crystal and just, you know, put it on you and say, oh, it's healing me. That doesn't work like that. It works with how our energy is and what pulls us as well.
All right. So I need to be a better person. Paraphrase. Anna once had a shaman spit in her face, as a matter of fact, and she called that a blessing too. So, I mean, you know.
That was nasty. Remember that?
Yes.
Rebecca, how did you start off making jewelry?
Well, I started as maybe 10 years old, maybe younger, made jewelry for my mom, and I kind of put it aside. And years later, I picked it up again, and I started my business. And wow, it's going to be 11 years now.
So what's the hottest item, like the perfect gift that people are coming to you for right now?
Right now, it's the bracelets, and it's the wire wrapped pendants that I make, and anything custom. I work one-on-one with them. We talk about the design. You know, I just kind of look at the design, I look at what they want to do, and I show them ideas, and we roll with it on from there.
I love your Tree of Life stuff, that silver wired pendant that you have there, the Tree of Life. That is absolutely gorgeous.
Thank you so much.
Rebecca, what's the best way for people to shop?
I am on Facebook. You can check me out as well on my website. If you contact me through Facebook, I will answer you as soon as I can, and we can work on making something fun for you.
Again, that's madebyrebecca.co, and Rebecca is R-E-B-E-K-A-H.
So, Rebecca, the way we like to finish off all our interviews is speed round here. Is it okay if we ask you some jewelry-related questions? But they got to come rapid fire.
Okay.
All right, here we go. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Do healing bracelets make you fly?
No.
Needle nose pliers, gift from God or curse from the planet?
Oh, a little bit of both sometimes, depending on what type of tool you're using, if it's covered with the coating so it doesn't strip the wire.
I saw on your website that people ask you if you cast spells with your jewelry. Be honest, have you ever cast a spell?
No, I only put positive energy into my creations to send it out into the world.
Name three members of the Fellowship of the Ring.
Oh, geez. Isn't there an elf in there?
Yeah, that's one. Great. You're a mom of two. Do you ever make the kids make the jewelry for you, like elves in Santa's workshop?
No. All me.
What are two jewelry materials that never go together? You know, like pizza and pineapple.
Oh, geez. Thicker gauge wire, 16 and 14 gauge, are very hard to work with.
They should never be together. Ever.
What healing crystal has the most magic in it?
Depends on what you're looking for.
I mean, there are different kinds of magic, isn't that right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
What is your most dangerous piece of jewelry? Like, best to poke somebody in the eye with?
Maybe one of the pendants or one of the rings.
Yeah, well, give me the pendant that has the razor on the end of it, and that's the one I'm going to go with.
Do we need to make a custom one for you?
Thank you, Rebecca. Remember to shop local Long Island. And if you want to check out Rebecca's beautiful jewelry, you can head to madebyrebecca.co. Head to walkradio.com if you want to nominate your small business to be featured.